Mate.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Dug By Us, and happy International Cupcake Day. That's right, this is the day the corporate bastards buy cupcakes for everyone in the office to celebrate women.
It's so you don't have to make them, please.
Every other day of the year, please make the cupcakes for us, please.
Want us to make it. We'll leave crumbs of eggshells and stuff in there because we're useless.
Shut up. That is such an excuse. And that is an excuse that mothers have created for sons. And if you are the mother of a son and you're listening to this, do better. Oh, I hate it. But I don't hate this cupcake. And can I just say that Chris wanted to record it at 11:11 because, you know, he's into magic numbers and stuff. And I said yes because whatever, cool, great. I got a delivery and my gorgeous cousin, Jo, who is a female, bought me some cupcakes because it's been a bit of a rough 24 hours. So I got those not because I'm a woman but just because she cares. So that is my shout out for the episode because, you know what, it's nice. And I'm now having a cupcake for breakfast.
You see, yeah, you're a completely different person to me. You said yesterday or during the week you said in the AM and your AM availability starts at 11, which is that's lunchtime, mate, and you're having breakfast. You haven't had your breakfast yet and it's 18 past 11. Different people, baby.
Oh, I think, like, if I know me and you by now, we are completely different people. And that's what makes this so great, our friendship, because we are so odd and similar in, like, the nichest of parts. Like, we really like Creed and Limp Bizkit memes and making fun of bad content. We also have this very niche, same page of music, but then when we don't match, the things that we don't match on, we just don't match on. But we're still here, we're still pals.
Yeah, this is PM, mate. I've been up for more than 5 hours and you're just about to start breakfast. That is a cupcake.
I think that goes to show I'm maybe more of a train wreck than you are. It's been a huge 24 hours in this Holland household, which I'm not gonna
have my moments.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. But welcome to another episode of Dug By Us. This is a new music podcast with two mates, and we end up rambling about mate stuff sometimes too. But hey, that's why you love us. Last episode, because we'd been taking a while, we hadn't delivered an ep for a while, Chris was like, let's just double bang. And I was like, yeah, let's just double it up. So we did two songs. So that is double the fun for this week. First up, I brought in the headline making, the chart topping, the record breaking Queen B, Beyonce, with her country effort, all caps, because I love in all caps. I love in all caps. I love in all lowercase. Texas Hold'em. Chris, you knew the song. You know the song. You're going to know it for the rest of your life.
If you don't, you're off the planet. If you don't know this song yet, you are desperately disconnected to the universe, to the whole world of what's happening right now. It's the biggest pop culture moment. I've heard it 100 times in the month that's been out. I want to hear it another 100 times today only. This is so good.
So good.
It's a real life boogie and a real life hoedown.
Isn't
here
it?
For it.
Here for it.
We play it on the radio every 3.5 hours. It's unreal.
If anyone out there,
and it's not on my radio station, I flick the station to hear it on other ones.
Right? It's a song that you want to listen to again and again. Like, it's like, you know, sometimes you're listening to the radio and you hear a song and you're like, and then you flick the station because you're like, and then it's like another, this is not that. This is a yeehaw.
It's a ooh.
It's so good. It's so good. I love that. I love that. Let's go back to, should we take turns? I think
let's do your other one while we're doing, because you brought in the number one song on the country Billboard chart and Dolly Parton in separate songs.
Which is
unpredictable, but here we are.
It's
on International Women's Day.
It's
powerful women.
Powerful women. It is the year 2024. Nothing surprises me anymore. Like, you could release a song of John Lennon taking a dump on Bruce Springsteen's guitar with backing vocals from Lady Gaga. And I'd be like, yeah, cool, that's the music industry, you know?
Are you writing a Yoko Ono review? Just checking.
That actually is very Yoko. Oh, no, I'm not. The song.
Naughty me.
The other song I brought in, Powerful Women, with, yes, that's right, feat vocals from Dolly Parton. The song itself is by Mr. Worldwide Pitbull. Chris, you already knew it. You wanted to bring it in. I'm still loving it. Like, it is, it's cheesy, it's corny, it's definitely gimmicky, but you know what? It's just what I need.
Yeah, it's our, we're playing it like half a dozen times just today. I don't know if it'll have life past today. It's, it serves a purpose on International Women's Day to, like, you know, have this song. Otherwise, is it still a bit too silly? I don't know. But it's instantly, as soon as a chorus starts, everyone I've played it to smiles.
See? And, like, it's okay. It's okay if it makes you smile. The gimmick is excused.
Yeah. But I just love that, because on every song he goes, Dale, every song. And then in this song he gets to go, Dale, Dale. And then he laughs. And
he's so great. Can we see Pitbull do Super Bowl 2025, please? Like, I could see it. You've got Kesha, you've got Dolly, you've got probably Jason Derulo. I don't know who else he collabs with, but you know, like, it's going to be such a fun show. I want it. I'm here. Let's start the petition.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. All right, Christopher, you last week, you started off with a band that I know the name of, music only, no vocals. The song is still Super Realm Park, Sleep Makes Waves. All one word. I did put it in our show notes as three words, but ignore me. I should know better. I think that's just my emo upbringing, that it's like all different words. So I'm sorry. But I feel exactly how I described it is exactly how it sounds. It's like hardcore roller coaster soundtrack. That's exactly it, and that's exactly what it sounds like. I don't hate it. I accidentally listened to that one song on repeat for 3 hours last week because I just, like, it was, I was in such a flow state doing work at home that I actually didn't realize that it just kept on going and going and going. And then I, like, stopped to take a moment to, like, top up my water bottle, and then I was like, oh, I've just been listening to that. It definitely served its purpose. It created a really productive little blip of time for me. So if you're out there and you're studying or you need to get a task done, just chuck it on repeat and put it in your ear holes because it gets the job done.
Nice. So you can do that without, like, the song doesn't have to be stripped back to nothing to get that feeling. Hmm? You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be this full chill, light fairy song to help you relax.
No, but I think, like, I know what you're talking about, that lo-fi genre. I'm all about that. I have started teaching this year young people, and it's definitely, I actually will put Lo-Fi Girl, which is a YouTube channel, on the TV when we're in a working state, when everyone's kind of separating and just doing some working. And I put that on and it really helps chill that room space. So I still use that weekly, and I use it for myself as well. But that heavier genre, like, is Sleep Makes Waves metal? Like, I don't, they're that weird, like, yeah, right? Like, it's that weird spot of music that we're still yet to find an exact label for, but that's cool. But there is a purpose. I think, like, there is a lot of doom and metal and hardcore that does get you into those flow states as well. And you've seen it in those really corny health insurance ads. You know, there's that guy and he's like, oh, I look like I'm a corporate dude and I'm into metal. But metal is a really it is this really nice, like, meditative kind of sound. And I know if anybody's watching Better Date Than Never, the gorgeous reality dating show on ABC, one of the characters in there, David, says that he's like, I love metal because it relaxes me. So it does, it definitely, yeah, like, there's those two ends of music that serve that same purpose. Cool.
Nice. Sleep Makes Waves. Good stuff. And now the other one I brought in.
The other one you brought in, which is a song called Beautiful Things, Benson Boone with an E. Yeah. Do you want to take the mic right now, Christopher?
I brought it in last episode. You got to tell me what you thought about it. You ended up posting stuff on socials that I was psychic or something.
Yeah. So first up, so we've had chats in this show in the last few episodes about Chris's magical ability. And Chris was like, yeah, it's good. I don't know why it's not number one on the charts. I don't know, not blah, blah, blah. Literally, it freaking went to number one in the charts. Like within days of you saying that. So either you control the music industry and live in a far too small of a house for that role, or you're just psychic, which I'm absolutely just penning it down to you being psychic. So that was exciting. Remember how we started off this episode with me saying that you and I like are so similar in so many really weird niche ways, but then we're so different? This song sucked. This is everything I hate about music. Like, I can't stand it.
Bloody hell.
Like, it's like I don't need another, like, sad boy with a guitar telling me, like, I don't care, especially today, right? Like, I'm like, I do not care, dude. Like, your Vets Joy and the other one, the Dean Lewis, who you referenced in the last episode, like, there's enough of them in the world. If you walk around the suburb that I live in, St. Kilda, if you walk around Byron, if you walk around Sydney, if you walk around any location that has live music in inverted commas, it's a bloke with a guitar that sounds a bit like that, that gets a bit deep to give you some more feeling. I'm just sick of it. I don't know why it still exists. Like, can we just get over it? Ugh.
Yeah, and that's why the public's eating it up.
And look, I know I'm never backing a winning horse. That is me though. I am like damning the man. I am the one that is always backing the underdog. So I mean, saying that, I've just brought in Beyonce. But you know what I mean. Like I'm very much, my brain is too punk to allow me to like something like that.
Yeah, you've overgeneralized, but I get what you're generalizing. That's fine. But yeah, the underdog is not Pitbull and Beyonce, mate. That's not.
Here I am, I'm supporting the underdog. This is the new track from Beyonce.
Nah, mate, this is something, you've got the gist right, but you need, there's an extra word, you need a different way to define it. But
do I need more cupcake?
Oh. But yeah, that's it. It's a hit. It's Dean Lewis until it gets awesome.
Yeah.
Which I think is why I like it. Like, it gets better. But that's, thank you for that. All right. What do you got this time? Is it an underdog or an overdog?
I had an idea in my head coming into this record, but then we decided to record on a Friday, which is, you, as everyone knows, it's New Music Friday. There is a butt ton of music that comes out. So although you say that I started my day at 11, I did not. My day did not start at 11. That's just when I finally got the time.
10:50, sorry.
Oh, that's when I finally got in touch with you because I had some other things to do this morning. Again, my life is a little chaos right now. But a friend of mine, I am going to say that this is a friend of mine that I have socialized with recently, is a musician and brought out a new track, and I had heard it before it dropped today, and I'm going to be completely honest, I didn't really get it. Like, I was like, oh yeah, cute, you know, yeah. But then this morning, whilst I was in this myriad of tasks before I got to you, more important tasks than Chris Holland, I chucked it on.
What do you mean?
And the same thing, the song just kind of kept on playing, and the more it played, the more I like listened and the more I got it. And then now it's been out for 4 hours and I'm like, okay. And maybe it was me listening in with headphones and running around. Maybe it was my energy as well, but I heard it in a different way. You know, when that happens, when like, and you say that quite a lot, like don't just listen once, you got to sit in it. I'm really glad I sat in this and I'm really glad that I popped it on this morning. And again, just lost track. The artist is Charlie Lane. a solo artist with a band based in Melbourne, based here in Nam. The song is called Gold Drips, and it is the first of the new era of Charlie, and which comes with shows and a band and whatnot. And yeah, it's like, just have a listen. I'm not sure if the lyrics are available to read, but if you need that to assist, try and find those, because it is, it's pretty important, especially for today. It's pretty incredible. Charlie does identify as a disabled artist and is talking a lot about that through the encouragement and the support of seeing other artists sharing their stories, and musicians such as Eliza Hull and Ellie Mae Barnes, who also has a new song out today. And I think that those wider conversations that are happening in the music industry are helping those kind of less established artists just really be true about who they are and share their honest truth. So I'm really loving it. And yeah, read the lyrics, listen to the lyrics.
Nice.
Yeah. How about you, mate?
Right. You'll be more on board with this. You'll be more on board because it's fucking.
Also, the show isn't dug for Cassie. The show isn't dug for Cassie. The show isn't dug for Chris. The show is dug by us. We still are individual humans. There is going to be clashes sometimes.
This is another song where I know Triple J's played this song, but I'm unaware if other commercial radio stations are playing this in Australia, and I think they should because I think it's sick. But it's also directly 100% in what Dug By Us normally stands for. Mm. And it's an artist from Norway who's known by the name Girl in Red.
Oh! And
as I
saw Girl in Red at Laneway last year.
Right.
Yeah, so rad. So rad. Like, early on, small vibe, great show.
Yeah, and then at the point that I discovered her, she has 2.8 million followers on each Instagram and TikTok, and she's one of the top 500 artists on Spotify, right? And no one knows who she is that I've spoken to. This is incredible. You want lyrics that you identify with, go and listen to and read Too Much. Girl in Red, Too Much. I don't care if other radio stations aren't smacking it around. I am, because this is, wildly good.
Yeah, and I will say at Laneway, early in the day, sun's still up, smaller crowd. I don't know who was on at that time. And I remember I couldn't see the whole set because there was someone clashing, right? So I went and watched like 20 minutes and then went and did the festival thing where you go watch someone else. But the crowd that was there, well, you could tell that they were there for the long haul. You know, they were the diehard fans. It was that really gorgeous pocket of fans. And the performance was great. And I haven't listened to this one yet, but definitely working adjacent to Triple J got me aware of Girl in Red. And it's a vibe. I'm glad that they're still supporting Girl in Red. And I hope that other people pick up on it, because it's crazy to think that someone can be so popular and so anonymous. Yeah. But I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. This is a great day. Charlie Lane's artwork is all red as well. So this is the I See Red episode.
Okay.
Before we finish up, before we leave some weird little part in the end of the edit, we do have merch. I think we're going to close the merch store soon, purely because I am sick of plugging it. I'm a bit over it. So if you do want to get sorted, and if you don't have the money right now, just shoot me a message and I can send you a private link or something. I think I can make that work. T-shirts, hats, get the gear, get around it. Thank you for those who have supported us. I really do appreciate it. I still have stickers as well. I forgot about that. I did some cleaning up and found some stickers. So we got some left. You know what to do. Get in touch and we can send them out to you. We do appreciate your support. We do appreciate you listening. Without that, I mean, we probably would still just talk to each other into a black hole, but it is nice when we have people who are there with us as well.
Especially, can I just do a quick shout out, not further details because I don't think he wants the attention, but John, you're a legend.
Big.
Thank you.
Yeah. But people say to me, I've seen a lot of people recently who know Chris and I, and they're like, oh, how are you going? Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. What's going on? Are you still doing that podcast? And I'm like, yeah, we are. And it brings us so much joy, and people listen and support that it just like that. It still is one of the highlights of my life, is connecting with other music lovers who will say to me, hey, like, you know, like this is my new favorite band because I learned about it in your show, or just the fact that we're bringing some new music to some new ears. It is like, I 100% believe that's why I was put on this planet. And so it's really me being serving that side of me. So yeah, it's sick. You're all sick.
You want to know who someone else is? That's, you want to know the reason I'm home recording today? I'm working from home.
Oh no. Oh, you got a sick, hang on. Is this the sick puppy? Oh!
Someone had an operation yesterday.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Now, if you do want to see the sick puppy that we're referring to, please go and watch this on YouTube. We'll find a way, or on Instagram or whatever. Chris has the most adorable, adorable dog, and I fell in love with it and just dream of the cuddles I had with Disco. So I really hope that Disco is on the mend. My day's been hectic because my human puppy, which is my husband Gordon, is unwell with COVID. So it's been a hectic time for everyone, for all the Hollands. But yeah, thank you all once again. Thank you, Chris. Great to see your face.
Yeah.